Fine Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. In fact, the main feature allows you, the listener, to determine the content of the website. Everything that you see in the main column of the site was created by listeners like you. You go and submit something you see online that you think is pretty cool. Maybe it's a blog post or a news article or a video or whatever. And you submit it, and then other listeners will vote up or down on whether they like or dislike it. You can vote, too, on different things. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive with our community there. By the way, we've been talking about this mosque thing, and we'll come back to your calls about that here in a moment. But ladies come first when they call Free Talk Live. And Michelle is with us calling from New Hampshire on the seacoast of New Hampshire. Michelle is one of the activists who made the move up here just not too long ago for as part of the Free State Project to join other liberty-minded people that are all converging here in New Hampshire. And, Michelle, there's breaking news.
Yes. I am here in Hampton with the Mazingos who have just moved here from Germany and my three children and Curtis Fenimore. And we had a nice day at the beach and we're getting ready to do a little grilling we built a fire pit. And about a half an hour ago, a fireman came over and told us that we needed to put it out that when my daughter asked why, because we had actually looked on the website and it said that fire pits and things were permissible and gave the reason or, you know, what you needed to have near the fire, like water or whatever.
So you tried to play by the government's own rules.
Yeah. And four, in fact, four and then two additional police officers came over. We, by this time, put the fire out and everything was fine. And we were just kind of, you know, joshing with the firemen. And Curtis was sitting in a campfire chair reading and with his book in his lap, and everyone else is kind of like, you know, doing stuff and moving around. And one of the officers said, "We'd like to see your ID." And he said, "Why would you like to see my ID?" And they grabbed him and arrested him.
And, out of control.
Faithful got it on film. They, manhandled him up to the sidewalk. I was actually changing in the truck, and I could see all this happening. Jumped out, went running over, and said, "Hey, what's going on?" And these two cops turned to me and said, with their hands, one hand on their billy club, the other on their gun, and the one of the officers, who's like my height, 5'3", actually unstrapped his gun and said,
"Wow.
You need to calm down. You need to calm down." I said, "Oh, I am calm. I am perfectly calm. You're being aggressive." I said, "I'm not the one with the gun."
Yeah, I'm not the one kidnapping somebody who hasn't harmed anybody else. Kidnapping someone
right.
who just simply refused to show identification, which
right.
is no
it's not
obligation.
Like he's driving the lawn chair, you know?
Yeah. He's no obligation. The only time, as I understand it, that in their little system, by their own rules, that you are supposed to, you have to show ID as if you're operating a motor vehicle.
Well, I don't, quite frankly, I've never really concerned myself with what the laws are because I just like to live freely. And as I figure, as long as I'm not hurting anybody, I ought to be able to do that.
I agree.
So we weren't hurting anyone. In fact, we had come here in the afternoon and the beach was packed. So we waited right now I'm looking up and down the beach and there is one other family on the beach. So we waited until everyone was gone and everything was, every safety precaution was taken and
what's going to catch on fire? The sand? I mean, what are they so worried about?
Well, right. And then, so as Faisal's filming and Robin's filming and, they're over near Curtis, I start walking over there, ignoring the two, jackboots there in my face.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there are like 30 people that are watching this. And I turned to them, I said, "Y'all are worried about the Al-Qaeda? You ought to be worried about your own government. Look what's happening. All man did was say, 'Why do I need to show my ID? Do all of you have your ID on you?'" The officer turned and said, "You have to have your ID on you 24 hours a day so
what?
That in the event you are asked by an officer of the law, you can present it." And that is a quote.
Yeah, well, he's just making that crap
up. Did you get
up.
That on video, too?
I don't know if that was on video. Robin might have got that, but they were kind of focusing at this point on Curtis, and I was about 30 feet away from him. And then he said, well, you can come bail out your little boyfriend. I'm like, he's 6'2", towering over you by a foot when he was little. So you can come pick up your little boyfriend, and this isn't going to be, it's not a big deal. You just pay the bail money. You pay the bail money.
Yeah, they just want your money.
I'm not bailing him out. I'm like, I'm not bailing him out. He goes, well, you wouldn't bail him out? I said, well, I would bail him out. Am I going to bail him out over this? I don't know. I don't think so. He goes, well, he'll go over to Rockingham County Jail. I said, really? For not showing his ID? And he said, yeah. I said, well, he said, why would you let him stay? I said, well, maybe to just suck up all those, suck the system dry. And he said, what? I said, yeah, your tax dollars at work. You're paying to have him fed three meals a day or whatever it is y'all do in there and sleep on a cot. Okay, great. And he said, well, are your tax dollars too? I said, no, I don't pay income tax. And he said, what do you mean you don't? I said, no, I'm not a slave. Why would I pay income tax? And he said, I said, are you a slave? I said, if you pay income tax, you're a slave. I said, no, I don't pay income tax. He says, I have a feeling that we're going to be back for you very soon.
Wow.
Are you threatening me? What have I done? You're going to arrest me? Because
you're not obedient. You're not an obedient enough slave, Michelle. You need to get with the program. You need to get in line. Get your ID, start paying taxes, and do as they say. They own you. Don't you know that? How dare, you're so uppity.
I know. I am. And I had to, you know, I looked at these all these other people around as we're filming, and, you know, I mean, we're all rather good-looking and educated bunch of people. It's not like we're all slovenly dressed or what have you. You ought not to be afraid of us as we're walking down the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these 30 or so people with children, you know, young children, and probably 15 kids, 15 adults, and they're watching this. And as I say to them, you know, you should be, they want you to be afraid of the Al-Qaeda. You should be afraid of your own government. I said, where have you heard? Because I looked at them, and, like, some of them had Star of David, you know, things on, and I heard you talking about Christians, which you guys know I'm a Christian, or, you know, act like Christ, and if you're a Christian. Well, here are these people that were proclaiming Judaism and their Jewish faith were wearing stars. They said, where have you heard before? Show us your papers.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you standing there? All this man, peaceful man, aggressed no one, harmed no one, disobeyed nothing that was a contract between anyone. And he's being arrested because he didn't show, he asked, why do I need to show my ID?
It's outrageous. Michelle, you've got the video footage. When it gets on YouTube, will you send me a link to it so I can post it over at freekeen.com? We can have our listeners take a look at it because it's just absolutely outrageous. And so they're taking him to the police department, I would imagine. And then if nobody bails him out from there, they're going to take him to the jail.
Right.
And the charge is what? Have we even determined what the charge is?
Well, I asked what, you know, as I was going after them, I managed to ask five of the six officers, one of whom, which was the real jerk, said, do you know how thick the book is? I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
I said, really? I said, so how do you know what's in that's a law? How do you know what the law?
He's going to come up with something.
Right.
He said, what if you drove 65 miles an hour over the speed limit? Do you know that you're breaking a law? I'm like, what?
What's that have
if
to do with anything? The charge
honestly,
is contempt of cop. You know, the charge is not responding enough when your betters have spoken to you and given you orders.
The taskmasters.
Yeah.
The men with the guys that used to be on horses
to be our servants. Like, that's the way it was set up.
Hey, Michelle, thank you for that tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sure you'll be sending more pork. Please send more pork 411s as you get more information, will you? I'll tell our listeners about that.
I would love it if someone could text me at my phone number, 530-448-9965.
That's a really bad idea.
You probably don't want to give out your phone number on national radio.
Right. Lance Weber's new phone number.
Well, we don't have time for giving out numbers. It's an international radio show, but we got to let you go. But folks can go and they can sign up for the Porcupine 411s at porcupine411.com. It's a way for the activists to get the word out about things like this when they are happening. And it's a good way to follow the latest on what's going on up here with the activism scene in New Hampshire. It's not a free state yet. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And if you love liberty, we need you here to help out with this. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. You can help out activists like Curtis and other people and yourself. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're free, including our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and you can watch and listen to the show, as well as interact, because we've got our chat room that's built into the very same page. It's all free over at cam.freetalklive.com, and the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. And by the way, we did mention briefly a moment ago the Free State Project. We just got a call from one of the Liberty activists that made the move up here with her family. And we're starting to see more families make the move, which I think is pretty cool. They were out enjoying themselves on the beach here in New Hampshire, and apparently the police didn't like that very much, so they came up and they arrested someone when they refused to provide identification. And it seems to me like if this was supposed to be a free country, then you should be able to do what you want as long as it's not harming anybody else, and you certainly shouldn't have to show some sort of proof of who you are to some man in a uniform who demands it from you.
Show your papers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So if you are as concerned as we are about the loss of liberty across the country and around the world, and you want to do something about it, well, getting together with other like-minded people would be a good idea. And that's the point behind the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this concept. Mark and myself moved here almost 4 years ago now. And it's been just an amazing experience so far. As more activists continue to come here, things just keep getting more interesting as more people come and get active and create different opportunities for everything from politics to civil disobedience to media creation and more. Go and learn more. Get signed up. Join the over 10,000 members who are making the move to New Hampshire. We want to get to 20,000, so you can be part of that at freestateproject.org as we go to your phone calls about what you want. Bill is listening in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This is about the only show that I can really even have a chance to get on and express my opinion because they always like to cut you off, and I really appreciate that you let people talk.
Go for it, Bill.
Roll for it. I don't think I think it's a very rare sight when a police officer ever goes to jail. I just don't think it happens. I think it has happened in the history of mankind, but I'll tell you, I don't think it's very, very common.
It's pretty rare. You're right about that.
Yeah, and usually, it seems like, you know, if they instigate, charges against their own, it's rare, but then they want to go after them. But it seems like if it's an interaction with the public, that makes it much more rare that they would go after a police officer.
Well, I just wish that they would set a good example and police their own as much as they police us. I wish they would just set an example and clamp down on their own. Then we would have more faith in them.
Yeah, well, they're not interested in that because they don't care if you have faith in them because they're going to get your money whether you've got faith or not, right?
Yeah, they're starting to be, to me, I think, I really can't distinguish the SS from the police anymore. I really can't. I grew up in a delusional era, you know, 30 to 40 years ago as a little kid, and they used officer-friendly, used to come to school, and I mean, we were indoctrinated, like you say. And I looked up at them as a god. You know, I thought they were the person you run to in times of grief, but... No, not anymore. I'm more cynical now.
Yeah, well, I think kids are generally safe around police. Police have a soft spot for them. It's once they hit those teenage years that the police are really after them.
Bill, yeah, at some point it changes, especially when you turn, I'd say, about 16, 18 years old. Now they like to throw you down to the ground.
Well, that's when they can start milking money out of people, too. I mean, if they arrest people and they're in their mid-teens to 18, 19, that's when they can start really getting cash from them. And, you know, it's really all about revenue and obedience. Thank you for the call.
Okay, good night.
I appreciate hearing from you. You can bring up what you want. Charles is listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, Charles.
Is anybody home?
Here we are. Here you are. What's on your mind?
Good evening, America, and Canada, too. Boy, we're hearing from Canada.
Yeah, we've got international listeners.
We need to start talking about the big idea.
What's that?
What's the big idea?
That's what I'm asking you. You tell me.
That of personal liberty and protection of private property.
Okay.
This land is your land. This land is my land. You remember that?
Yeah, sure. It's great stuff.
I can't own my land. I'm still renting it. I finally got it paid for, and now I'm paying for the fire.
Yep.
Next, I'll pay for the police.
Yeah. Nobody owns their property in America.
Nobody. You can't tell me where to buy land. I don't care if it's only 6 feet square. I want my own property.
Yep.
Me too. And I'm just like you. I mean, I don't have a mortgage on my so-called property, but if I don't pay the taxes, they may just very well...
Absolutely. I heard you last week say that. That's what prompted me. I wish I had called at the top of the hour. I just don't know how to follow all this.
Well, it wouldn't matter because ladies
come
first.
I mean to tell you.
It's the top of the hour for everybody somewhere because this is radio. People are tuning in, tuning out, hopping in the store, hopping in the car to go to the store. So
well, I just wanted to say something else about this, these clones that are dividing America on you know what I'm saying?
The clones? Clones?
They're dividing America into hostile groups.
Yes, that's
over controversial matters of little or no importance.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people are distracted with this surface-level crap like this mosque in New York City, then they won't really be paying attention to the important issue, and that is that the people calling themselves government are our oppressors, and they're the real terrorists, and they're the people that are destroying freedom.
Absolutely. I think I just heard recently on PBS that Coke is behind all this mess.
Coke?
I guess you could call them Cokeheads.
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I heard it on PBS.
What mess?
Why would Coca-Cola be involved?
I don't know. They're subsidizing this noise.
What noise?
The ambient noise. It's everywhere.
It seems unusually
conspiratorial to
me.
Yeah,
conspiratorial. I mean, come on. PBS is owned by whom?
Us, I guess.
No,
it's America. We the government.
Yeah,
right.
Government.
That's what they call
think about that. We the people.
If you believe that one, I've got.
In order to form a more perfect union, I mean, that's the mechanical reason for America's greatness.
What's that?
The idea of personal liberty and protection of private property.
It's a wonderful idea,
and
the
future.
And the more it is respected, the better the wealth that we have becomes.
Right.
And
I think America has been in the past, and probably still is to some extent, a better respecter of its serfs' property rights.
It's getting worse.
Than many other countries.
It's getting worse. It is better than many others, but it's getting worse.
Absolutely. We saw the greatest explosion of human energy known to history. You know, the Industrial Revolution with the invention of the gas engine and then along came the power tools. People could invest in their future.
You know what's interesting, Charles? If you take a look at, just speaking of kind of how America's been dropping off the charts, literally there are charts. The folks over at the Free the World Foundation and also the Heritage
Foundation.
No,
Foundation,
the Heritage
Foundation.
Yeah, they do two different studies, freetheworld.org and whatever the Heritage website is. But they do two different studies about the economic freedom of the world, and they look at different economic factors across the world in different countries, and they rank them every year based on those factors. And the United States has been is not in the top five.
We were number 10.
It depends on which list you look at.
It changes every year.
It's different, and it changes.
I heard we were going to drop to 16th eventually.
Give it time.
If we lose this big idea, we could see the suicide of our social order.
I want you to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Charles, at 800-259-9231. There's only one way to head that off, and that's to get the heck out of this United States, to finish the idea of that anybody needs to have this federal government and to secede either at
right,
a state
I don't
level.
Mean leaving. I don't intend to
no.
go to one of these other countries where
no,
pro freedoms
right
are even more compromised. I'd like to see smaller governments, and I think the only way to do that is by individual states saying, sayonara.
One state needs to say goodbye, and then others will follow suit, and then we can actually have more freedom and more competition, and things will get better. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford, AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours. In fact, we give you the last week's worth on the front page of the site, and then you click into the archives section. You can go all the way back to, I think, November of 2006. Totally free, but brought to you by HostGator.
Right. Nothing in this world is actually free. And HostGator.freetalklive.com is the one that sponsors the archives, and this, so they bring it to you. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can start your own personal blog there or a complete e-commerce business website. They make it easy for you with site builder tools and templates. And if alternative energy is your thing, their site is powered by 130% wind power. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. If you use that portal, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you get your first month completely free.
As we continue to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, let's go to, I believe, Richard is with us, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, Richard.
Hi, how y'all doing today?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I hope that whole story from New Hampshire was a lie, because that's just insane if the police are just arresting people left and right.
Oh, no, that's not a lie. We know her personally. That's Michelle Seven. She's one of the movers here to New Hampshire. And, yes, this is an insane country. There are all kinds of police state things happening left and right.
Well, to bring us back from the brink of secession here in the conversation, I just wanted to mention that many people within New York City, supposedly Ground Zero Mosque, are not mentioning something that I read either today or yesterday, and that is that the bonds which are being used to fund the construction, whether or not the money is coming from Saudi Arabia is another question, but those bonds might be considered tax-free. So in a way, the government is subsidizing the creation of this Islamic cultural center.
Well, but,
and I think
the bonds, maybe, I don't know, but churches are tax-free too, right?
But they use that as a political weapon. How often are pastors threatened that if they try to engage the public sphere, that they will lose their tax-free status? So
it's always looming out there as a threat. I mean, you don't see it happen very often, but it's
it does happen. No, there are stories about how it's not always just they're tax free as far as property taxes, but they're also a lot of churches are formed as 501c3s, I think, and so the IRS
is something different than 501c3.
It's one of those IRS.
They're not for profits. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those IRS designations, and they lean in on them too, and it's outrageous. But then again, maybe the church shouldn't be filing papers with the government for government benefits in the first place. And of course, then again, no, it shouldn't really be taxes at all, ideally.
Yeah, I'm not going to say somebody's being sponsored by the government because they don't pay taxes to them. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the slave on the plantation that tells the escaped slave, run, run! I'm not the one that says, hey, he's getting away!
Wow. Well, you know, then at the same time, though, you really have to think that the government using that as a weapon, that's another way to only hinder free speech. And if we truly are free creatures on this earth, then that's just one more way that we're being oppressed, using taxing policies to control what people from the pulpit can actually say.
Oh, yeah, right.
I agree. They should not be using taxing policies to control what people from the pulpit say.
Absolutely. They shouldn't be taxing anybody, and churches shouldn't
right.
be.
They provide a service at the point of a gun. Everybody else out there besides the government will provide you a service if you want that service, but the government provides you a service and says, you're going to pay for it or we're going to throw you in jail.
Well, but at the same time, I think there's one thing that I've yet to be convinced that we cannot be taxed for, and that is some manner of agreed upon public safety. I mean, I have to agree with Ayn Rand on that issue.
What is public safety?
Okay, you have to have an independent court. You can have someone out of anger just trying to get revenge when someone
might be arbitration? Have you ever heard of arbitration centers?
Arbitration is a giant crock. Have you ever seen Judge Judy? Arbitration at work.
On television. Do you not believe in competition in the marketplace? You don't think that arbitration would get better with more competition?
In theory, yes. But
in theory?
Wait a minute.
You think that the judicial system is good?
Hold
it
on.
Has no competition.
You use the term independent. The idea that the government is somehow independent is certainly not independent of itself. The
right. These judges play golf with these chiefs of police and these lawyers.
Yeah, they all work
independent,
together.
Independent, my big white one.
The government system, the government's so-called justice system is a huge joke on everybody else because they all work together to oppress people, and there's no independence there whatsoever. Bringing market competition to the area of justice will only make justice better, more accurate and more fair, and more affordable.
But I will trade you cops, courts, and roads for freedom in every other area, and that includes the ability to build a mosque wherever you wish. Would you make that trade?
I mean, as long as I can trust that these arbitration experts are going to be fair. Unlike what most corporate arbitration is, when you sign these 34-page long terms of use agreements with big companies that have these, you give up your right to a jury trial, you give up your right to pretty much everything, and the company gets to pick the arbiter, how is that fair?
That's not fair.
How is that ensuring a just and fair agreement in order to have an accurate free market?
That is the government limiting the marketplace through licensure and regulation to prevent other people from getting in and competing against these other companies that would offer better agreements that would offer then better arbitration.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mark, because really you need to start at the source of the issue there, in that it's pretty difficult to start your own cell phone company because there's all kinds of regulations.
Because somebody is always telling you you can't build a tower.
Right. The local government's not allowing people to build towers, so it makes it very difficult. And because there's not a lot of competition out there, and also because of the very litigious nature of the governmental system, these companies have to essentially CYA. And I agree with you completely, by the way, that these corporate agreements are ludicrous. They're not even real contracts, actually, because they haven't been signed on the other side. It's just you kind of adhering yourself to whatever it is they say. And if you actually look at those terms of service, why anybody would, it seems so ludicrous, because many of them say, yeah, we can just change these terms any old time we want to. And sometimes it says, we'll notify you. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the terms of service will say, we can change the terms anytime we want, and we don't have to tell you about it. It's just up to you to keep checking back in with our terms of service to see if we've changed them on you or not. So I think it's I think it's indicators like that that really go to show that they aren't even real legitimate contracts, because there's never a meeting of the minds, and there's certain factors to legitimate contracts, and the corporate contracts just don't have them. I mean, you're not even contracting with another individual. You're contracting with a legal fiction that essentially was created by the government to provide protection to their buddies in industry. So I agree with you. There are a lot of problems out there, and they're not going to be solved overnight. Any final thoughts for us?
Well, it's just one thing, though, that I think you might be wrong in an anarcho-capitalist belief is that you're forgetting that information is costly.
I am a voluntarist, which means that I believe.
And I'm just a libertarian.
Which means that I believe that human beings should interact on a consensual basis, and that means that you could be a capitalist or you could be a communist or whatever. In a free marketplace, we can have all kinds of different economic organizations.
And I can agree with that. It's just I think that the free market, in order to work, for instance, having calorie counts on menus, it makes people have the ability to make an accurate decision.
Wait a second. Somehow we made it. Somehow man managed to drag himself up out of the dirt and make it all the way until 2002 without mandatory calorie counts and all the nutritional information on the side of a juice sippy cup. And somehow we managed to make it.
Well, you know what? You can also ask for
those things are good. Right. And I think that people want them. And I think that you can look at the organic industry. You can look at the local vore sort of phenomenon that's going on. It shows that people care what's in their food,
yeah.
And if people care about it, they're going to be offered that.
The idea that you need some one-size-fits-all monopoly around to tell people what to do as far as standards like that is ludicrous. The marketplace can provide those things based on consumer demand.
Not to mention that you still don't know what's in a bag of Cheetos. Even with all this crap that's on there, you still don't know what's in it.
Pyrectin sorbitate. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
We can't have liberty because of nutritional information on the back of snack food, for God's sake.
You know, sometimes when you go overseas, people come back from visiting overseas, they'll bring back candy and things like that. I'll look at them. You know, there's no ingredients on these things. Like, what's in it?
Who cares?
I'll eat it. Doesn't matter to me.
I'm just glad I'm gonna die.
I'm just glad I've got food. I don't have to go out and slaughter things and run around through the forest with a knife in my teeth. More
You'd
coming up.
Starve.
You take control. Damn right I would. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
This is the live Saturday edition of the show, and of course you're also invited to support us on our website. We give you the features there free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. Ours is free. Enjoy all the features there. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and you can buy the stuff that you're looking for in life, whether it's something you need or want. They probably sell it at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live is credited when you make the purchase. We are given a portion of Amazon's profits. It's very simple. Same old Amazon, same great prices, same free Super Saver shipping deals. Even used items, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you know, Mark, I was thinking there during the break, maybe I do support having the government keep us safe with those nutritional labels. I mean, after all, they would never form a huge one-size-fits-all bureaucracy and pepper it with the top heads of the major corporations to benefit their buddies in industry over the cost of the other little guys out there and prevent the little guys from creating new original products and medicines and things like that. The government is there to keep people safe. It's not there to benefit people that they're that are connected.
Wait a second. What you're thinking of, they actually do that. It's called the FDA.
Oh. Anyway, let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Russell, I think, is with us. No, Russell's gone. How about Charlotte? Ladies first, actually. Charlotte in Tallahassee listening to...
Could be a guy named Charlotte. Are you sure?
Could be a guy named Charlotte. That's true.
Yeah, it's a very rough time in public school.
Oh, it's a girl named Charlotte.
Okay, thank goodness.
A woman.
Hello there, Charlotte. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to comment, given all the conversation in the last few weeks from all the different talk show hosts and persons calling in about the mosque and about the president's seemingly lack of love and care for this country and the question about his faith. I haven't heard anyone mention again that he canceled the National Day of Prayer shortly after he went into office, and that really bothered me.
What is the National Day of Prayer?
Well, it was a day on the calendar, and, you know, anybody could pray or not. And the fact that he canceled it was just that stuck out to me.
Why did he do that?
Why?
I haven't heard anything about this.
Well,
but it's not the kind of thing that would show up on my radar.
Office.
Anyway.
What's that? That was shortly after we went into office, so it's been a while. But like I said, I've not heard anybody mention that.
Have you any speculation? Did you hear anything as to why he did it? Because I've
got the story here.
I didn't. I just heard that it was canceled, and I thought, how odd. Why didn't he just leave it alone? Because
why doesn't he cancel all
they wanted to?
Well, here's my question: why doesn't he cancel all the national days of fill in the blank? Why not cancel all?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he's targeting people.
Government recognition of all holidays. I mean, that would be the best thing to do because this may be one of the things that I agree with him in general on. Like, the government shouldn't be endorsing one religion over another. If you're going to have a government, I don't believe in having a government, but if you're going to have one that is ostensibly is independent and, you know, not supposedly tied to one religion or one particular set of belief systems, then it makes sense to not have a governmental approved day of prayer. That makes sense to me, in the same way that it also, the government shouldn't have the day of atheists either. I mean, there should be no governmental days of anything. So I would say that they should actually be canceling any government holidays whatsoever, whether it's President's Day or Lincoln's birthday or
Valentine's.
What about Christmas? That's a Christian holiday.
Cancel Easter? Christmas. Cancel the Jewish holidays.
Well,
cancel
Easter's on Sunday.
Cancel Halloween.
Well, I've heard.
Cancel it all.
I've heard them say that they have made up a calendar for schools now because of the different faiths in the schools that they have to acknowledge any faith day that's off, and if they're not all out of school, then those persons that are out on those days, if it was a Jewish holiday, it's all right for them to be out.
Yeah, that's relatively common, and with all kinds of government institutions. If you work for the government and say you're a Rastafarian, and I have no idea what their holidays are, then you're allowed to be. And I'm sure nobody who works there does either. So you can just make up your days and take them off.
Well, the problem is
state offices are closed on Christian holidays generally. Now, I don't think they are on Thanksgiving, and possibly not for Easter, but I know for
Christmas. Which government offices?
State.
State offices.
Yeah, I think pretty much everything's closed on Thanksgiving.
Not federal. Yeah, federal too. Yeah.
Pretty much everything is closed on Thanksgiving. I think that each individual and each business owner should be able to make their own decisions on what holidays they find most important that they feel they should give their employees off. I think that's what makes the most sense.
And their employees should be able to choose what businesses they work at. If I find it offensive that an employer won't give me Rosh Hashanah off or whatever it is, then I should be able to pack up and leave.
Exactly right, Charlotte. Thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it at 800-259-9222. 231. You can take control of the airwaves. TJ is with us, listening in Tennessee to actually the TJ Network. Did you know you had a whole network of radio stations named after you, TJ?
Yeah, man. I just turned on the radio one day, and bam, there it was.
And they send you a check every month.
No, I'm not yet.
So what's on
your mind? I'm calling. Man, I really agree with a lot of what you guys have to say. I just want to get your comment on this. Do you agree at some point at which a man or a woman gives up to his right to his or her own personal freedom and liberty through crime, to something to that effect, right?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. If you violate another individual's rights, then you have given up whatever the concomitant right is that essentially that you violated. So if you violate somebody else's right to property, then you need to go ahead and make that person whole. You need to.
And it doesn't bother me if you somehow get held in place while somebody goes through your house and takes some stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
Right. I think we would all agree with that across all political spectrum. At what point does a group or a community of people give up that same right because of certain beliefs that they hold?
Groups
I mean, we would say
rights.
That. Your
question's wrong on its premise because groups do not have rights. If you believe in rights, and rights are just an idea, and they're a good idea, the idea really only applies to individuals. Only individuals can have rights.
A group has a right to protest. A group has a right to gather together.
Individuals have rights, and they can gather together into a group, but they all have the same rights. Getting people together people together in a group does not give them any more rights because they're in a group.
So at Kent State, somebody threw a bottle at the National Guards guys.
Right.
The National Guards guys opened up on the group and shot several young kids.
Yeah.
So that is a violation of those young kids' rights because you took individually their life or you damaged them, whereas the group, somebody in the group threw a bottle. That person you know, basically they've forfeited a certain level of right. I don't think you're going to benefit by throwing a bottle back at that person, but
probably
right.
Was a provocateur.
Well, let's take for example this group that was in Japan, and I'm sorry I cannot call their name off the top of my head, but it was a radical religious cult that they set off a sarin gas bomb in the subway. Mm. The Japanese government, and I know your views on government, eventually outlawed that cult and said, you cannot practice this. If you do, we will capture you and put you in prison. What's your views on what they did?
On what the government did, or the folks?
The government.
That,
the government. How they handled that situation, and how would we handle a similar situation with a truly free, like you guys speak about, a truly free government with no police force, not a government, but a truly free society.
Yeah, a free marketplace.
Right. Well, we
how
have,
would you handle that?
We have protective forces in the free market now. I mean, there's all kinds
we don't
of
have a free market right now.
In the marketplace. they have protective forces. There's, you know, security guards. You could hire somebody who's going to drive by your house every single hour and take a look. You could actually hire them to come in and kick your dog and look around and make sure everything's okay. Rummage through your kids' stuff and do all kinds of levels of intrusive, sort of things that you can have them do. So in that marketplace, you would be able to hire people that would be able to protect you, I would
think. So it would be my responsibility to hire someone to protect me against a outlaw renegade group.
Well, yes.
What about the poor people in the society that couldn't handle that?
You know, that's a slippery slope. It's the poor people that got us into this whole public school mess where I have where I drive a 1991 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint, but I've got to send my tax money to the local school where I go up and the bureaucrats and the parents are picking up their kids in nice shiny cars. They live in houses twice as big as mine. I mean, that's the poor people you're talking about helping.
Just an example here. I mean, it's kind of a slightly different example, but there's a great story that we read
the poor people would probably own a pistol and keep it on their hip.
There's this great story several months ago out of India about how they have these schools that are specifically directed at poor people. Even though there are government schools that are giving people supposedly free education, these poor people in India are choosing to pay like a dollar a week to these poor people schools where they're getting a much better education because they're available in the marketplace and there's competition. And as it turns out, a lot of these educators are actually just giving away scholarships to poor people because they can, because it makes them look good in the community. So as far as taking care of poor people, remember, in the marketplace, competition drives prices down, quality up, service up. So you'd likely see protection prices coming down to the point where people could afford it. And of course, neighborhood watches and things like that can also be very effective. And I thank you for the call tonight. Hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.